This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams. This is a rapid fire. We're talking about the power of a newsletter. Why to create a newsletter, why it matters, how it can help you, how to set one up. I'm not going to go too much on the logistical side of this, but I'm going to talk about just why it benefits. Top of mind. Top of mind is everything. When you can constantly bring value to people and be on top of mind, they think of you, they're more likely to work with you. I will give you an example. About 7 months ago, I had a newsletter go out, and that newsletter reminded a person I knew about them having to make an introduction to somebody that should work with me. That newsletter came top of mind. They thought of Brandon T. Adams. That ignited them later that day to make an introduction to another entrepreneur who they said should work with me. That introduction led to a call, which in a few days led to an advisory client for our company, Accelerate Media Group. And then we ended up working together. That happened because an email they were subscribed to, an email list newsletter, had a topic that talked about something, which the topic is irrelevant. It was the fact that they got an email that hit their email inbox and reminded them that they need to make an introduction. Also, it could remind them to do something, buy a ticket to something, go do something, a call to action. So email newsletters is helping stay on top of mind. So think about that. You're staying on top of mind. Also, the benefits, you look at newsletters we do for LinkedIn, where your people that follow you can automatically be turned into subscriber if they accept. And then what you can do is when you publish an article on LinkedIn, which we do every week, when we publish an article, you can click a button that says go to your subscribers, which those subscribers, it'll go directly to their inbox. Another way, top of mind, a lot of people follow me, say, hey, I love your newsletter. And that's not even my email list. That's for LinkedIn, people that subscribe. Now, how do you grow a newsletter? You know, there's a lot of experts out there. I'll share what we've done for our newsletter. We have websites and people can give us information when they come to our website. In return, we give them a free course, a free PDF, some kind of free offer. Hey, you give me your name and email or phone number too. In return, we'll give you something. And then they're on a list. So that means whenever I send out a newsletter every month with podcast shows happening, with valuable content, opportunities, they're going to get it. They're going to be on top of mind. They're more likely to come to one of our events, hire us for one of our products or services. Again, they're into our ecosystem. We also do campaigns where it's paid or free plus shipping book offers. So people see a video I have offering my book. I cover the book. They just pay for shipping and handling. Once they pay us, we ship out the book, but they're in our system. They give us the email address, phone number. Again, this goes to my newsletter. People are part of it. So when I'm sending out stuff, I'm sending out one to many. And then those people think about me. They see about what I do. They're building like and trust. They're more likely to hire us or reach out for an opportunity. So that's really the purpose of having a newsletter, how to grow it. I mean, just provide valuable content. Bring value to the table on a certain topic, and people are going to want to learn about that, and you can slowly grow it over time. And you also can grow it through going on other people's podcast shows, sending out to other people's lists to get people to opt into your list. So that is my tips on creating a newsletter, the benefits of it. I hope you got value out of this. Feel free to reach out to me at any time at Brandon T. Adams. Until next time, we'll see you later.